In the summer of 2015, two tiny white kittens were pulled off the streets in the Overbrook neighborhood of Philadelphia by the city's animal control team. They were Marley and Ramona, brother and sister. After 3 days in a city shelter, they were turned over to PAWS, the Philadelphia Animal Welfare Society.
So they actually came to us on July 4th. They were Independence Day kittens for us.
This is Melissa Levy. She's the founding director of PAWS.
And had a number of infections that are very common that we see all the time in kittens and cats that have lived on the street or have been in a shelter. They had upper respiratory infections and, you know, they were in pretty bad shape.
Pretty bad, but simple infections are really not that difficult to fix. These cats had bigger problems with their eyes. One of Ramona's eyes was so infected it was bulging out of her skull, and Marley had been born without eyelids. He had no eyelids. He could not close his eyes, not to blink, not to sleep, not to protect his eyes from dust.
The condition that Marley had is actually very unusual for us. Typically what we see are infections that are pretty easily resolved with medication. What Marley had was a genetic deformity that required essentially plastic surgery.
Levy has a Rolodex of a few dozen fosters that will take on cats until permanent owners can be found. But she reserves her special cases like these for one guy in particular, Al Guri.
I'm a professor at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts in Philadelphia.
For almost 40 years now, Guri has lived and worked in an artist loft in Old City. He has outfitted it for both his painting career and his life with cats. He has 5 cats of his own, and next to his easel is a homemade playpen built from plywood scraps in which he keeps sick kittens that he's fostering. And there have been a lot. Over the last 10 years, Guri has fostered over 800 cats in this loft. 800. He keeps them for a few weeks, maybe a few months, until they can be adopted out. He took on Marley and his sister last July.
They were very little. They were only 4 weeks old. So they needed a lot of nurturing at that point, as well as medical care. I had to give them a lot of cuddling, a lot of holding, make sure that they were getting socialized with a human being, but then also the medical care, which of course they hated. You know, they don't like drops. Who likes eye drops?
Guri found out pretty quickly that Ramona's infection in her right eye was too far gone. The whole eye would have to be removed. Marley has a genetic deformation called eyelid agenesis. That's when the eyelid did not fully form in utero.
I've seen him sleep and he just squinches his eyes. The problem is that his eyelashes and the surrounding hair is lying flat on the cornea.
That means the fur around Marley's eye is constantly scratching his eyeball, slowly destroying its surface.
Also, there's an issue of lubrication and constant abrasion, he would develop abscesses.
The easiest way to cure Marley's eye condition, and quite frankly the cheapest, would be just to remove both his eyes altogether.
You know, if there was no other recourse, sure, like Ramona had to have an eye removed. But these were two perfect eyes, and I think being an artist and an art teacher, it had special meaning for me, you know, how important they are.
Guri wanted the best for Marley, but animal rescue has its limitations. Every year, PAWS rescues, nurtures, and adopts out over 3,000 dogs and cats in the Philadelphia area. Most of them are cats.
Unfortunately, our resources prevented us from being in a position to be able to write a blank check.
This is Melissa Levy again.
Once we assessed what our, you know, financial risk constraints were, that was when Al took it into his own hands.
Guri got in touch with a specialty hospital called VSEC, or Veterinary Specialty and Emergency Center. They formed a plan to give plastic surgery to this stray cat. Enter Dr. Shelby Reinstein. She's a veterinary ophthalmologist.
This particular surgery is not rare. The condition itself is super common, especially here in Philadelphia, where we have a lot of strays and a lot of street cats. You know, things don't form right when there's a lot of inbreeding.
So 7 months after being pulled off the street, Marley went under the knife.
So we're going to cut here, right, and we're going to come down all the way to about here.
What Reinstein is doing is grafting a piece of Marley's inner lip onto his eyebrow so the lip tissue will become his eyelid tissue.
It's a mucous membrane. Gingiva, which is the inner lining, you know, when you bite your cheek, that's very similar to conjunctiva, which is the lining of the eyelids. So the tissues themselves are quite similar. One makes tears, one makes spit.
Eyelid agenesis surgery is expensive, particularly for a cat that doesn't have an owner. The hospital gave Marley a deal with a price cut, and Guri tapped all his friends for a few hundred dollars. But that still leaves a $3,000 medical bill which Guri will pay out of his own pocket. After surgery, Guri took Marley home, where his sister Ramona was waiting for him. After about a month of recovery, Guri will give the two cats back to Paws so they can be adopted.
You know, I love them. He's a sweet little guy. He prances around the house like a pony. His sister likes to sit on my shoulder and groom my hair. So that will be missed.
Guri cared for Marley and Ramona for 9 months. That's an extraordinary amount of time for a foster, plus $3,000, and he's probably never going to see them again. Melissa Levy hopes they will be taken together.
The level of generosity and the level of charity toward this particular kitten was so far beyond what we would have been able to do on our own. It's an incredibly moving thing to watch unfold.
For The Pulse, I'm Peter Crimmins.
Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.